One of the traditional practices of religion is to offer rules or guides regarding proper dating, courtship, and mating behavior. Many of the 19th century rules, such as arranged marriages, escorts supervising dates, and no sex before marriage, these have long ago been abandoned. These days, with the old rules gone and many new forms of communication in the United States, at least, there is considerable confusion. This morning, I will fix this. Of course, because of the average age in Sarasota and the average age in our congregation, many of us are not actively dating. Still, this is a relevant topic this morning because many of us have children or grandchildren who are dating. And some of you, regardless of your age, are still exploring new relationships. What I will say this morning will sound like it is only about heterosexual relationships. I am a supporter of same-sex relations. I am sure there are some things that are similar in both heterosexual dating and same-sex dating. However, same-sex dating is an area which I have no experience. If you are lesbian or gay, I hope you will find some of this interesting, and I hope you will forgive me for not being knowledgeable in all types of relations. So, what are the new rules for dating, courtship, and mating? To answer this question, I looked at websites created by persons who claim to be dating experts. One expert said that in 2017, both sexes are free to initiate contact. This means that it's okay for women to ask men out. Now, this is important to me. As a shy male, I would still be single today if assertive women had not asked me out. Whoever is doing the asking, the experts I consulted all agree that in 2017, it is important to be familiar with modern modes of communication. Now, again, it's good that I'm already married because I do not own a smartphone. Apparently, texting on a smartphone is the way many young people begin the process of mating. Of course, texting is just a new opportunity for rejection for both men and women. For example, a man meets a woman at a social event, perhaps a church. Waiting a few minutes so as not to appear overeager, he sends her a text message asking her if she would like to go with him to a concert. Then he waits. Hours go by. He thinks she's probably just taking time to craft a clever and thoughtful response. Days go by. The man wonders what has happened. Did her phone fall into a river? Did she fall into a river? Oh no, thinks the man, she's died, and I'm selfishly worried about our date. He debates whether he should send another message, but he feels it would appear desperate. Eventually, he concludes that she's just not interested. Instead of being direct, she just ignored his text message. On the other hand, a woman might find herself text messaging back and forth for weeks on end with a shy man. Finally, the man gets up the courage to text the woman and ask her if she would like to hang out with him. The woman says, "What does hang out mean? If you like me, tell me that you like me and ask me to go on a date. So apparently in 2017, even with smartphones, it is still important to make your intentions clear. Here is an example of a clear, direct text message. Dear Jane Doe, I want to get to know you better. I would like to take you on a date. Would you like to go to dinner at Michael's on East Friday and see the movie Hidden Figures at Hollywood 20 after dinner? I could pick you up at your place at 6. Now, of course, if you send such an invitation, it's your responsibility to pay. If you want to go Dutch, that's fine, as long as you make it clear at the beginning. Now, in 2017, if you receive such a text message, you have a moral responsibility to respond, to say, yes, I would like to go with you, or no, I don't, within 24 hours, unless you have actually fallen into the Myokka River. Not responding is rude and disrespectful. 24 hours gives you time to type a person's name into Google and find out about them and make a decision. Speaking of Google, it helps if you appear like an emotionally healthy person when a potential mate searches for your name on the World Wide Web. Be careful what you post on social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Snapchat. If you were arrested in 2003 for protesting the Iraq War, be prepared to talk about that on your date. If you want to meet a reasonable, calm, sane, stable person, show that you online are a calm, stable, sane person. Now, assuming the date says yes, traditionally the man picks up the woman at her home. Now, men, if you're in this situation, do not sit in your car and text your date on your cell phone typing, hey, I'm here. And men, never pull up to your date's house and honk the horn. Go to the door. Traditionally, men bring flowers as a gift on the first date. Personally, I waited to bring home flowers until after I'd been married about 20 years. In retrospect, I should have started sooner. Although much has changed in the last few years, I agree with conservative dating experts that it is still important not to forget basic manners. Men should open doors. It's not that your date is incapable of doing this for herself. It's just a matter of showing respect. Women, in exchange, should be thankful and polite. At dinner, give your date your full attention. Put another way, turn off your cell phone. Your smartphone photograph of the awesome sushi that you have ordered can wait to be posted later. Men or women, do not only talk about yourself. Ask your date questions. Why did you move to Sarasota? Do you enjoy your work? Have you taken any interesting trips? How is your food? Make eye contact. Live in the moment. At the end of the evening, walk your date to the door. 80% of singles agree that you should not have sex on the first date. Instead, at the end of the first date, one of you might say, I really enjoyed getting to know you. I would like to get together with you again. Are you interested? Do not lead someone on because you don't want to hurt his or her feelings. People would rather know up front. If you're not interested, politely but honestly tell your date. Of course, this can be hard to do face to face. A backup plan from saying it directly at the end of the evening is to send a letter or a text message the next morning saying, it was good to get to know you, but I do not think we have enough in common to continue going out as a couple. Do not ignore a person and just leave them wondering what has happened. Clear, direct communication is best. In my research, I found several websites with advice for dating after the age of 50. These might be of special interest to this congregation. Under the heading Speed Dating for Men of a Certain Age, I read that when a man has 5 minutes to impress a woman, he should go easy on the hair gel. And he definitely should not wear Hawaiian shirts. In speed dating, a good opening for a man is, you're a widow, but out dating again. That's good for us men. Now, on the Fox News website, I discovered a dating expert who offers advice for older persons. Following a conservative theme, the Fox News expert says that older people should ask about past relationships and listen for dysfunctional patterns. Older persons should ask about issues with children. Older persons should ask about the ex-partner and the extended family. Also, the Fox News dating expert says that when older people date, they should ask each other about financial status, especially debt or unpaid taxes. Now, the Fox News expert does not recommend doing all of this on the first date. She says older people should date 2 or 3 years before getting married because the older you are, the longer it takes to unpack your baggage. Obviously, this was written by a person who does not realize that the older we get, the less time we have. Now, I discovered that the Today Show website also offers advice for older women who are dating. Like Fox News, their website uses the luggage metaphor. The Today Show expert says, don't bond over your baggage. Baggage bonding is when an early date shifts into deep conversation about some baggage you have in common. It starts off innocently with a question like, so what happened with your marriage? Or, how has online dating been for you? According to the expert, this leads to the two of you comparing your dreadful ex-spouses or your crazy, awful dates. Nothing positive can possibly come from this. Steer clear of these topics until you know each other better. The Today Show expert says, unless you can talk with your man about safe sex, steer clear of the sack. Take care of yourself by initiating a conversation and sharing your needs and your wants. She says, if you're dealing with a grown-up man, he will appreciate and respect you for it. To its credit, the Today Show website was the only one I found that talked about safe sex for older people dating. This is very important. Recent numbers from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention show rapid increases in sexually transmitted diseases among older people. The websites I looked at gave advice about touching. On a first date, you might start by touching your date's arm gently to show that you like him or her. This might progress to holding hands. Dancing is a good way to have non-threatening physical contact on a first date. None of these dating advice websites that I looked at talked about the problem of groping. They appeared to take for granted that most people know that this is not appropriate. This is what our church teaches. In 1970, the Unitarian Universalist Association first published a curriculum for teenagers that included ethical guidelines about appropriate dating behavior. Churches across the United States, Unitarian Universalist and United Church of Christ churches, have used this curriculum and its updated versions in our religious education programs for nearly 50 years. In our sexuality classes with our children, the teachers explain to our young people that groping, touching, or fondling someone without their consent is wrong. The teachers explain to our young people that groping is not only wrong, it's also illegal. It is a serious crime. Teachers in our sexuality class might tell our young people of examples. For example, a Border Patrol officer in 2012 admitted groping three female passengers at Miami International Airport by grabbing their breasts. For this crime, he was sentenced to 33 months in a federal prison. Groping without consent is sexual assault and should be punished by prison sentences. As we approach Valentine's Day 2017, I have cleared up this confusion over mating rules with this sermon. To summarize, communicate clearly and directly, whether by texting or on the phone or in person. Respond within 24 hours and be direct. On your first date, turn off your phone, be attentive to each other. Do not talk too much about yourself and listen to the other person. Men, do not wear a Hawaiian shirt. Touch gently. Never grope. If things get serious, talk about safe sex. And finally, a gift of flowers is always a good idea. Of course, mating is not the goal of everyone. Some of our most famous Unitarians and Universalists were single. Consider, for example, a Unitarian who seldom dated and was never married. Instead, he developed the art of living alone. He concentrated on the natural world, and he wrote about the experience. The name of the single man was Henry David Thoreau. He wrote, "I have a great deal of company in my house, especially in the morning when no one calls. I am no more lonely than the loon on the pond that laughs so loud, or lonely than Walden Pond itself. I am no more lonely than a single dandelion in a pasture, or a bean leaf, or a horsefly, or a bumblebee. I am no more lonely than the millbrook, or the weathercock, or the north star, or the south wind, or an April shower, or a January thaw. So to those of you who are in a relationship, know that you have the support of this church. To those of you who are interested in moving into a relationship, I hope my words today have been of some help. And to those of you who are happily single, know that you also have the support of the community of this church.